Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah As-Sa'd. Now, primarily, there is just one text which is reported in this regard. However, it has two different chains of narration. One of them is found in Al-Wasid, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and the other one is Salibi's tafsir. I'll read out the text before you. Both these texts are narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, allegedly by Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه. The words are man qara'a surata as-sa'd kana lahu bi wazni kulli jabalin sakharahu Allahu li Dawud ashru hasanatin wa 'asamahu an yusirra 'ala zambin saghirin aw kabir, which means as a person who recites Surah As-Sa'd, then the Almighty will grant him the reward of 10 pious deeds equivalent to the number of stones that he had brought into the subservience of the Prophet David, and the Almighty will also shield him from insisting on his sins, whether they are small or whether they are great sins, whether they are small sins or whether they are big sins. And now, as far as this narrative is concerned, Hafiz ibn Hajar says that it is concocted, it is totally fabricated, it has no basis. And perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, and the other is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. About Harun ibn Kasir, Abu Hatim says that he is majhul. And about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, we have a number of comments which impugn him, which really tell us that he is of no worth. And Hafiz Mizzi has recorded these comments in his book, Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and at another place his words about him are Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he is laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim al-Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is ghayru siqa. And Abu Zura ibn Hatim regard him to be Zarif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's matruk, that he's been abandoned. And another comment of Imam Nasai is Laysa bi siqa wa la yuktabu hadithu, and Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi about him says that he's Zarifful Hadith Chittan, he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. Another comment of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he's Kazab, that he's a liar. So in the presence of these comments, it is very easy to understand why Hafiz ibn Hajar regards this narrative to be absolutely concocted. And since these two narrators also exist in the chain of narration of the narrative which is found in Salibi's tafsir, there is no reason that we should not regard it to be concocted as well. All in all, we can say that this narrative, in both of its chain of narration, is absolutely a fabricated narrative. And as far as reaping the blessings of Surah is concerned, it cannot be obtained by simply going through what this narrative says, because it has absolutely no basis. The correct way to do that is to understand the surah with a good translation, but to reflect on its contents, to act upon what it says to us, and to spread its message. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.